Good morning, everybody. It is the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray Lytle, along with Nikki.
It is definitely morning.
Good old Nikolai. Why are you tired today?
Because I finally fell asleep like an hour ago.
Congratulations. I'll tell you, I am wide awake.
Oh.
Foot loose and fancy free, baby. I feel great. Got some good sleep last night.
Good for you.
Oh. Last night, my wife went to bed and I was staying up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Were you up at like 1:45?
I'm like, I'm awake. I'm just going to kick ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my wife went to bed and I said, all right, I'm going to lay down on the couch. I'm going to watch a World Baseball Classic. All right, here we go. Here we
Your Facebook was on at like 1:45.
Oh, no. That's because I woke up.
Oh.
Yeah. I woke up on the couch and, you know.
Because I was going to send you a barrel full of pugs.
I don't know if I saw those or not. I don't know if I was.
I didn't send them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I don't know if I was, you know, coherent.
Yeah.
It was pretty.
There's this giant tub full of a bunch of pug puppies jumping up and down. It was really cute.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, I saw that. Cute pug puppies. But I saw that. I saw the one puppy where the guy was in the. No. I saw the guy was in the pup. The pug was in the guy's pants when he was taking a dump.
Uh-huh. That was really funny.
And somebody sent me. I don't know if it was you. Somebody did send me that pug thing. Who the hell sent me?
Yeah.
Someone sent me a pug thing.
And I sent you the one where he's in his pants.
Mm. I did see the pug thing, but I don't think it. Yeah, I didn't think it was you.
Probably somebody else.
I don't know. Everyone thinks because I have pugs that I love pug pictures. They're right.
Well, that's what you get.
They're right. I do feel kind of, you know.
A little partial.
Well, I feel kind of, you know, I wonder what people think of me when they send me these things. Oh, well.
They had one that was a black pug and then the one that you have.
Yeah, I have a fawn.
Fawn? Is that what you call them?
Yeah, they're fawn.
One was Batman and one was Superman.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Yeah.
I'll have to find it again.
I'm so gay with my pug videos now. I'm still freaking out over the giant chicken from yesterday. You know?
It's all over the place now.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed it is. It's 105 million viewers. It really is.
It's real.
That's a gigantic chicken, though. It's monstrous.
I know.
People are freaking out.
It was like on CNN and Fox and everything because people were like, it's fake. And they're like, no, it's real.
I want to know how many people watch it. Yesterday, it was at, I don't know what the viewership was at. But it was, I mean, it was, it wasn't that many.
Right.
It went, I mean, to let you know how big the world is. It went viral. Yeah. It's got 105 million views.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine that? I can't even fathom that many people watching something.
Well, as soon as I saw it coming out of that hole, I'm like, oh God, Ray's got to see this.
Oh my God.
That's what you call the funky chicken.
That is the best. It is. I mean, the chicken is monstrous. You know, it is. I mean, that chicken looks like it can attack Cleveland and win. That is a huge chicken.
It could be a mascot for somebody.
The cock who killed Cleveland. That's gigantic.
That wasn't even the rooster.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the chicken. That chicken's a big mama.
Yeah.
You come on and take care of your mama. Yeah, what a monstrous beast that chicken. Good Lord.
If it was a rooster, it'd be I said boy.
It'd be Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big bird.
It's craziness.
It still cracks me up.
Yeah, it was awesome. 105 million people have checked it out. Damn.
That doesn't count the people that have, like, copied it and shared it.
I'll be damned. Well, I guess we're over the wiretap bullshit stuff, you know?
Not really.
Are they still doing more? You know,
like 10 minutes ago, they broke news that...
Oh, God.
In 2013,
right,
in Trump Towers, the FBI were wiretapping and following a Russian mafia boss.
Oh yeah, who was in Trump Tower?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was the Obama administration.
I heard the guy that owns like the Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets or something, whatever the team, the Brooklyn, whatever the hell their name is. I don't know what the hell their name is. But I heard the guy that owns them is some kind of Russian mobster.
I don't know.
And, or a Russian billionaire. Maybe he's maybe he's not called a mobster, but.
They said Russian mafia.
Some Russian guy. Yeah. So is that what he was talking? Is that what Trump was talking? Why does Trump?
I don't know. That's why they're remaining silent.
Why does he start this? You know, this is his own fault.
Okay.
Don't start this shit. You know. Speaking,
somebody made a comment on one of these things that said, "The house is on fire. Trump has the matches. The GOP is running around and going, 'There's a fire! There's a fire!'"
I'll tell you, Trump started this himself by bringing up these. He had there's no truth. He read something, right? Or uh-huh. Michael Savage, one of these guys report. He either read or listened to something that was ridiculous, mm-hmm. and then he reported it. As if it was true. And then he was watching Fox News where they had judge. Napolitano. And with Napolitano as a judge, he was on Fox and he made up this ridiculous claim. And what he did is, he was on the first time, and he said, "Well, it could have been something as simple as Obama could have had the British Secret Service do it." And then mm-hmm. the next time he was on, he was like, "Well, someone has said that Obama had the Secret Service or had the British Secret Service do it." Yeah, we know the someone. It was you,
right?
And then later on that day, he goes, "Well, people are out." He goes, "There are rumors around that Obama had the British Secret Service do this. They bugged Trump." And this guy kept going on and on. I'll tell you, Fox News suspended him yesterday. They took him off the air.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "This guy's not going to be on our shows anymore," because even they know it's bullshit.
Right. And Spicer kept saying, "Just because they said they are not investigating doesn't mean that it's not there."
So it's like, and here's the thing. It's like, okay, now Fox News has even said it was bullshit. So if you're the president, it's okay. You now have an out. What, to make the whole thing go away and just say, "Oh, you know, I was, turns out what I had heard was a lie. I guess I heard some fake news."
The tweet. One time he shuts up.
Jesus. And it says nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because, you know, a lot of the people that are crazy about Trump. They like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do like it. They know it's bullshit, but they like it.
Right.
I said this before about the Trump fans. The Trump fans know what he says is a lot of it's bullshit. They just they just do not care.
They don't care.
So I thought I'd I thought I'd share that with everybody. Al wants to know. We were talking about PUDs earlier,
mm-hmm.
and Al, we're not talking about PUDs. We're talking about pugs. Not talking about pooling and pounding your PUD.
So, oh, Lord.
Sometimes when I pound my PUD, I use my left hand so it feels like a different person touching me.
Because you said pugs in your pants.
Yeah. Good old... Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about a PUD. What's wrong with them?
Picture of a pug in your pants.
Hey, did you see that they blocked some electronic devices on nonstop flights from...
I saw that. Anything bigger than a cell phone.
Yeah, from the Middle East. They're saying, nope, no mm-hmm. computers.
Yep.
Sorry. You know,
from those seven countries and a few more.
I'll tell you something. You want to know what? The way that the cloud works, you know?
Yeah.
With the way the cloud works, why not?
Okay.
Put your shit up in the cloud.
Then put your cell phone with it.
Then when you get to your... When you get to the United States, you buy a computer and download mm-hmm. it from the cloud.
Well, it's just carry on. They can check it in.
I'm telling you, you don't need to bring it with you.
Because what's the use if they can have their cell phone and check in their computer?
Yeah.
And do it that way.
Hmm. They can
pack away their cell phone, too.
I think it's. I think it could be. We'll see what's going on there. They say that they have intel that something's mm-hmm. happening. So, where they find the, did they find the intel at Trump Tower? While they were tapping
the Russian mafia.
Yeah, the Russian mafia tell them.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm trying to see what happened. I'm trying to see what happened last night. I don't know what the hell went on. I was too busy. I was running around everywhere. I was out last night like 10 o'clock. Running around.
Why?
I did a mold inspection last night. At 10 o'clock, I was still checking out mold.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Yeah, I can't see what's that, what are the, I don't see any other breaking news to get to.
Right.
I don't think.
Beautiful weather yesterday.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. What's it like? Is it hot? Is it going to warm up today or what?
I think just to the high 50s, low 60s.
Yeah, that's hot.
Like yesterday.
That's not horrible. That's not bad.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I have another inspection today, this afternoon at like 5:30. But
mm-hmm.
my, you know, Elbro's remediation. Just to let everybody know, we do we kill mold. So if anybody's got some mold, if anyone's got some mold, give us a call, and we'll check it out for 899-9412. We'll check your mold. We'll tell you what it is.
Let you're like know. The mold mafia.
We'll let you know if it'll be fixed or not. If it needs fixed or not. You know, sometimes it's a little aspergillus. Sometimes it's cladosporium, stachybotrys. You know, you got to get rid of it. Let Elbros help you. See those black spots or little, and sometimes if it's just a little area, you'll be surprised and how cheap it is for us to destroy it. Just get in there and, you know, and it's gone. All right. Corey's giving me a music suggestion.
Oh, really?
Yes, he is.
When did we start playing music?
Well, for the show, for the beginning of the show. I do play a couple songs before I go on. He says, Ray, you should play a song from an artist called Mondo Cosmo. Mondo Cosmo. Have you ever heard of Mondo Cosmo?
No.
What the hell is Mondo Cosmo?
I don't know.
And the song is called Shine.
He's just pulling it out of his butt.
Mondo Cosmo sounds like some kind of Mexican band to me. Well, it does. See, let's hear a little Mondo. See what Mondo Cosmo sounds like here.
Stick with me, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, well, I know this song. I know this song.
I've come to you in search of something I lost. Shine down a light on me and show a path.
The guy's name is Mondo Cosmo that does this?
I promise you I will return and take me back.
No, this is a really good song.
Let them get high. Let them get strong. Everything will be alright if you let it go. Let them get high. Let them get strong.
I know that song. It's a good song. I didn't know the person's name was Mondo Cosmo who did it.
Hmm.
I do. Corey, I know that song, and I like that song a lot. It's really good. I enjoy that one.
Never heard it.
He says it sounds kind of like Bob Dylan. It's sort of Dylan-esque, isn't it? I mean, you can understand the lyrics a little better than Dylan. It's Bob Dylan with it's Bob Dylan with lyrics you can understand.
I want a hand in a hand.
Let's see.
Got it? Shows up for
TJ says. About the Elbros commercial, and don't use fucking bleach. Yes, people, don't use bleach. Just don't do it. As it doesn't kill anything. I had a great compliment last night. I put my Patreon page up, you know, and we had one of our listeners say, will your Patreon still be up on Friday? I'll donate then. If so, thank you. That's very nice of you. Yeah, it'll definitely mm-hmm. be up.
Isn't it always up?
What is it?
Isn't it always up?
Well, yeah, but you can't always find it. You know, you got to have a link. Oh. Put a link to it. And then he talks about also if you need computer technical help, let me know. That's very helpful. And also, listen to this. I think I was a little too old for the original Morning Disaster, but I listen regularly to the new one and love the show you had on WBAY before that. I like the more mature and subtle yet still funny Ray Lalata. Isn't that nice?
That's very nice. That's
a very nice letter. I mean, I appreciate that. And I think I am subtle yet funny. I do. I think this guy's got it right in the head.
There you go.
I'm very subtle, yet funny. I like that. That's a great way to describe myself. I like that a lot. Thank you so much, Howard. I appreciate that. Those sentiments. That's a very nice. That made my night. Josh, listener Josh says. I was listening over the weekend, and he says, thank you so much for playing the Jimmy special this weekend. It was great hearing about how you guys met. I know Jimmy is greatly missed. Have a great rest of your weekend. Yeah, this last weekend I played, I just put a bunch of disaster radio shows. I don't know who got a chance to hear it, but I was Uber driving on Saturday night. And it was slow. It was so slow.
Yeah.
So I put on morningdisaster.net. And the streaming of the old disaster radio shows. And I'll tell you, I was cracking up.
Well, of course.
It was so, there were some funny moments. Jimmy was funniest. I mean, those are the last shows he did before he died. And I'll tell you, he was funny as hell. It was very good. And Missa was good. And BDP was so good. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of good, there was just some good, there was some good broadcasting that went on over the last weekend. So I hope everybody got a chance to hear some of that. All right. Let's see. I got another. Oh, let me read this one because this one just came. Ray, that Mondo Cosmo song is a horrible request. Unlike the request of Sweet Black Pussy from yesterday. Now that was a song. Well, you see, this guy thinks you're wrong, Corey. He thinks that Mondo Cosmo was a bad song and that Sweet Black Pussy, that's the song that we should be listening to more, you know, more often.
A certain guy that likes to go around and take people's garbage?
Yeah, it's Al. who actually requested Sweet Black Pussy yesterday. Yep. I thought it was very nice that he... very nice that he remembered.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
In the motherfucking house, check it out. Now I be knocking bitches like it ain't shit, cause I'm a player motherfucker named DJ Quick. Yo, maybe it's the way I hold my dick that makes all the girlies wanna rob my chick. But some of these bitches try to act unfair. Maybe it's because my hair's longer than theirs. But I don't give a fuck, no, I don't care, because I'm like Noah's Ark, my bitches come in pairs. You see, I'm 5'11", my dick is 5'7", and if a hooker's fine, I can stretch you a 9 and go deep. All up in that shit, I'll fuck a pussy dry, cause I don't know how to. So I'm a young ass man, my eyes are brown and my skin is tan. So put a cotton ass panties right down to your knees if you wanna take part in a proper ass tease. I'm more than a player, I'm more like a pimp.
I think he was 19 in 1991. You know, DJ DJ Quick was. So he's what, 39 now? All right, let's play a game. Is he still alive? Yes or no? What do you think?
I said no.
Oh, you say no? All right, I think he's still alive. Let me check. All right. Let's see if DJ Quick is still alive. DJ Quick is named David Marvin Blake, better known by DJ Quick, an American hip-hop recording artist and record producer. And he was born and raised in Compton. His spouse is Alicia Hill. Who the hell is Alicia Hill? And he is still alive. Oh, wow. He is still alive. Well, there you go. There you go, Nick. He's still alive. DJ Quick.
Well, good for him.
I wonder if he's still got 7, but he can stretch it to 9. I still got 7. I can stretch it to 9. DJ Quick. I got to hear what this guy sounds like now.
Does he have any scars?
I don't know. I'm going to find out if I have anything. I'll see if he's the same or if he's... Is he the same or has he changed? What do you think? Before I hit this.
I have no idea.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
He's got to have grown up, right? He can't be doing... DJ Quick is in the motherfucking house. Ah. He can't be doing that anymore, right?
Right.
All right, let's listen. Here's DJ Quick.
See what you're going to like this.
Uh-oh.
I don't give a fuck about you, you, her, him.
Nah, it doesn't sound like he's changed much. Nope, sounds like he's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I thought he would have changed. Good old DJ Quick.
Apparently not.
We were hoping. You know, we were hoping.
What?
We were hoping he changed. You can't get everything, I guess. Oh, well. Sorry, DJ Quick.
He's making his money. Why would he change?
Corey sent me an email saying, Ray, I'm not sure if you know this, but DJ Quick is in the motherfucking house. Yes, he is. He is in the house. In the house. You got that right, brother.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel like we're caught up now. Okay, so what's on tap for today? What are you doing?
I'm sleeping.
You're really, that's how you're going to spend your day?
Yeah. I just cleaned out my car yesterday.
Good for you. Did it feel good?
Yeah.
It felt good getting
out. And now I just have to figure out how to get that big basket of laundry up here.
It felt good getting out there yesterday. I got out there yesterday. Did my stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Got my shit on.
Did you see the big pile of laundry?
Did I what?
Did you see the picture that I posted of the big pile of laundry?
I saw you posted you were cleaning out your car. Do you have laundry in your car?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have laundry in your car? Why would you have laundry in your car?
I'm changing my clothes.
Yeah, but why would the laundry be in your car?
I'm going to somebody else's house and changing my clothes.
Oh, my goodness. You are... You make things difficult.
No.
Change your laundry at your house.
But I don't always... I need to change my clothes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's why you have all the laundry in your car.
Yes, it's accumulated all winter.
Well, yes, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So the first day of spring, I cleaned it out.
Oh, Nicky, Nicky, Nicky.
It piled in a basket all the way to the roof of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of it.
Oh, Nicky.
So I keep carrying it at my apartment. I need a cart. And all the blue hairs stick the cart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we've got grocery carts down there.
Right.
And there were none left.
So they have grocery carts for people to put.
There's like 3. There's supposed to be 5.
Right.
Because you're not supposed to keep them in your apartment.
Yeah.
And you're lucky if there's 1 or 2 down there.
Oh, so people steal the grocery carts to bring shit up to their apartments and they keep them in their house?
Mm-hmm.
Who would do such a thing?
Blue hairs.
Bunch of old women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think
Because then they're too lazy to take them back down.
I don't think I could live in a high rise. I really don't.
As soon as I can, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I tell you, I really don't think I could. I think the elevator.
Oh, Jesus.
The noise.
It's not that noisy.
The inconvenience. Ugh.
What inconvenience?
Well, the inconvenience of living in this apartment, but you gotta leave the house to do your laundry.
Oh, you can do that in any apartment.
Oh, I don't know. I've had apartments before where there's a laundry right in the room.
Fancy apartments.
Or right in the house.
Which apartments you have to leave?
We had this apartment in when I lived in New York. This apartment we had, oh my God, Nikki, it had everything.
Most apartments that have washer dryer hookups are expensive.
Well, this is like $1,700 a month. But mm-hmm. I mean, I'm saying that it was a nice apartment, but still.
That most people that are apartment dwellers have to go somewhere to wash their laundry.
Well, I tell you, I can't, I couldn't afford that now, but I, you know, back in the day. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now that I think about it, I don't even think my house payment was that much.
Probably not.
What was I doing? Why didn't I live somewhere cheaper? Jesus, what is wrong with me? She loves to live somewhere cheap. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's never home. Why the hell would I pay that much money for an apartment? Oh, stupid.
It's usually cheaper living in a house.
We're stupid when we're young. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So what do we got going on today? Today is Tuesday. What in the world's going on today? Oh, by the way, I'm working Thursday.
Okay.
I'm working Thursday, so no show on Thursday.
Okay.
Because I work at 9 a.m., which makes it unless we're going to do a show at 7, would make it impossible because I leave home at 8. And I would be willing to do it at 7, but Nikki won't, everyone. I'll warn you.
No way.
There's no way she's getting up at 7. That ain't going to happen. Oh, God, you don't know how much I'd love to go back to mornings and make you wake up at 5 every day. Oh, man. That would be the best. Oh, Nikki, good news. We're going to go on FM radio, but you're going to have to wake up at 5.
I'll be like, you're picking me up for work every day.
Yeah, Nikki would go, like, if I went back to radio, okay, Nikki would say, oh, yeah, let's do it. I'd say, well, it's mornings. What? Mornings? Yeah, we're doing mornings. Okay, I'll do it. Second day in, she'd be late. Second day in. Oh, God, it's 7 o'clock. I just woke up.
Oh, I wasn't.
Oh, can I just do it from the phone? Oh. I can see Nikki now. Oh, fuck this. That's our girl.
Crazy.
That's our girl, Nikki.
You're so crazy.
Yep. Hey, I put the Patreon page back up yesterday. If anyone would give a little money, I'd appreciate it. Give what you can. Just whatever you got, you know. You could follow the donations that are up there and to do that. Or if you just want to give whatever, just please give. We'd appreciate it.
All right. So.
We'd appreciate it. I don't want to get into it all, but, you know, server costs or the yearly cost is coming up again, so.
And we're not going to wait until the very last second.
Oh, boy. Yes. Yeah, we're not going to wait till the last second.
I just love that. Oh, boy.
A gully was on yet. What, no gully today.
I know. I thought he was going to call back today.
I know. Maybe he's over at the Apple store. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows what's going on? I did.
Maybe we're too much for him.
I had some things I wanted to share, and for the light, I got in here today, and I forgot what the hell I was going to do. So I didn't write anything down.
Huh?
I didn't write anything down.
Oh, no.
And I think of things to talk about, and then I totally forget about it. I have to start keeping a little booklet and write shit down.
Show prep?
Because I'm telling you, my mind does not work like it used to. You know, like the original Morning Disaster?
Uh-huh.
Like a Tuesday show. I would think of stuff Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, oh, that's good. We'll do that tomorrow. And then boom, we'd just do it. We'd do it Tuesday morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought of shit all day yesterday. I'm like, oh, that's good. You do that on the show. I can't remember any of it.
Springfield Pride Fest is going to have a parade this year.
A what?
The Springfield Pride Fest.
Oh, good.
And now they're going to have a parade this year.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It'll be fun.
Yes. A bunch of guys in banana hammocks showing their dicks off. That'll be a lot of fun.
I think it'll be fun. I'm going to go watch it.
That'll be fun. I don't know. Bring the kids. Have you ever seen one of these gay parades?
On TV?
Dude, I got the funniest. My cousin lived in downtown Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got daughters, and he's like, he wants them to be, he just wants them to be tolerant human beings, He wants them to care about everybody. So he's like, he wants them to be
accepting.
Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. So the gay pride parade, and he's like, oh, yeah, let's take the kids to watch it. And his wife's like, okay, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, it'll be fine. Let it get the girl. He goes, we don't want our girls to hate gay people or anything. She goes, well, I don't think the girls are going to hate gay people. He goes, come on, let's take them down. So he said, I thought it was weird when there were no other families lined up where we were lined up.
Oh, no.
Okay. He goes, but, he goes, there's a lot of prejudiced people in this. He goes, I just thought maybe people didn't like the gays, So he's down there. And sure enough, here comes the floats. First float, there's some guy on it who was obviously gifted in the schlong department, who has basically taken finger paints and painted up his cock.
Oh, my.
And he's wearing, some elephant mask. He's cut a hole for the nose, and that's his cock.
Uh-huh.
And he's he's out there swinging his cock around on top of the floor.
Oh, my.
And it's just, the guys were wearing very little clothing and banana hammocks and... little Speedo trunks and simulating sex. And this is on the first float.
Wow.
He's like, oh, my God. And his daughters are laughing. And he was like, oh, shit, what am I doing? And his daughters were laughing and having a good time and stuff. He said the whole time he's just freaking out.
Aw.
He goes, the whole time I'm freaking out going, oh, my God, I'm warping my kids. What have I done? And
yeah. They had a good time.
Yes, kids were fine.
Yeah.
I do think it's funny, though.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Springfield's not going to get crazy like that.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to get their panties in a wad, but...
See, I like that, though. I don't mind that.
Because they just announced it.
See, I like
it's the second year for Pride Fest, and it's going to be their first year for the parade.
I think it's good. Hell, I'd walk in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd drop dead from walking. I'm not going to.
Me too. Somebody can push us in wheelchairs.
I'd ride on a float.
Yeah.
On all fours, if you need me to. I'd walk on all fours with my ass really high in the air.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah, you put me in some kind of contraption. Yep. Like I really...
This will be fun.
You make me look like I like it. You know what? I want to be... what is the... what's the? I want to be the not the chair. Who's the
bottom?
No, not sex. I'm talking about the prayer. Who's the grand? I want to be grand marshal. I want to be grand marshal of the gay parade. Oh. What the hell are you getting at? Good Lord!
I didn't know where you were going with that.
I couldn't remember the word. Rage should march in that parade.
Oh Lord!
From Mayhem Radio.
Yeah. Why would you do that to poor people?
I know all the poor gay guys have rage marching. No, I'd ride on a float with the gay guys if they want. You know, I'm fine with my sexuality. I do feel inadequate, though, next to gay guys with big schlongs. Good Lord. I'm going to feel inadequate. But
you got a plug in your pants.
But, hey, gay guys, if you want me to you want me to be in a float, let me know. I'll hang with you.
Yep.
I would love to be in the gay parade.
It's Pride Fest.
Whatever. The Pride Parade.
Not the gay parade.
I don't want to be prideful. Prideful of my cock. Like they are. They're very prideful of their penises.
You know, it's just not cock.
They really do. But you know what I mean. They take a lot of, you know.
There's lesbians. There's bisexuals. Transgenders. Yeah. Transsexual.
Is there like, do they have a float for like the lipstick lesbians? I'd ride with them.
Oh, no word.
I'd ride with the lipstick lesbians.
What am I
going to
do with you?
Here we go. I have a letter from a listener. Ray, I need some advice. I have a friend. She will remain nameless. But there might be an opportunity for a friend of hers to go back to the radio. My friend wants to know if she goes with him, would it be okay for her to complain about the 4 hours a week that she works now and yet come in late every time? I'm asking for a friend. Yeah.
She complains about the what?
Complains about the hours.
The hours she works now?
Yeah, complains about the 4 hours she works now.
Oh.
4 hours a week. You got that right. Nikki does complain. In fact, we're working 3 hours this week. She'll complain. Oh, I'm not getting enough sleep. Oh. Hey, by the way, Al says he's not drinking caffeinated drinks, and it's boosted his sex drive 110%.
Wow. I'm going to try and go without caffeine today.
I'll tell you, my doctor told me to stop drinking coffee, and I have been unable to now. I probably should stop. I should probably stop soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still drink it.
I'm not supposed to drink caffeine because of my heart, and I have been loading up on it.
No, I don't drink soda at all. You don't drink soda, do you?
Yeah.
Nikki, get off the soda.
That Coke Zero, Cherry Coke Zero.
Nikki, get off that shit. No.
It doesn't have any sugar in it.
Get off it. No, that stuff's horrible for you.
It's got lots of caffeine.
I'm telling you, get off it. None of that stuff.
I'm going to switch to green tea.
Get off it.
I'm going to switch to green tea.
Just drink ice water, for God's sakes.
I get bored with ice water.
That's fine. Drinking is supposed to be boring. You shouldn't be excited about drinking.
I need some flavor.
Yeah, we do it to stay alive. Don't do it for excitement. I'm telling you, for my weight loss, I think the biggest thing has been not drinking caffeine. I really do.
I had meat the first time last night in 2 weeks, and oh my God.
I think the no soda has helped.
It did not go over well. Mm. And all I did was eat like a card size portion of grilled chicken. And that's all I had.
What did you have?
A deck of card size piece of grilled chicken.
All right.
And that's all I had.
Oh, that's it?
What?
We should have some greens with it.
No, because it made me sick. Mm. I haven't had meat in like 2 weeks, and I didn't realize that.
Oh. And my wife made me a piece of barbecue chicken last night.
Uh-huh.
And she also... She also made macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And she put like a spoonful of macaroni and cheese. I'm like, no, get this off the plate. Get that off the... It's just... I go, I can't eat any of it.
Right.
Get that shit off the plate. What is, you know, good Lord in heaven, what's happening? Get that stuff off. But she, you know, put it right off the plane.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes.
So I need to go back to the fruits and vegetables. Yeah, my Rice Krispies.
No. You just need to lay off the soda.
It doesn't have sugar in it.
I'm telling you, get off the soda.
It does not have sugar in it.
It's just as bad. It has aspartame. It has... Listen. Why did my...
I want my caffeine.
Mm. Well, oh, there we go. I hit my...
What did you do?
Well, I hit the button that controlled my headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did it, it shut all the sound off. So I thought my microphone went out.
No. Right when I said I want my caffeine.
No, I could hear that. I heard you.
No.
I couldn't. This is stupid.
I'm going to have green tea. That's good for you.
Listen, I'm just telling you. Stop drinking soda.
I'm going to switch to green tea.
All right. But no sodas. You got to get rid of it. You got to stop that.
Mm.
I'm telling you.
I'm addicted.
I'm telling you. That's the key. You know
Polar Pop.
You know
the biggest size they have.
You know how much weight I lost. I've told you how much weight I lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the soda. It's not drinking soda.
Mm.
I'm telling you, because here's the deal. Here's what diet soda does to you. All right?
What?
It makes you hungry.
I don't eat.
It makes you hungry.
It makes me hungry all at once. I don't eat.
It convinces your body, all right? Yeah, but here's the deal. It convinces your body to hold on to your fat.
I'm just eating salad. Rice Krispies.
It doesn't matter. It convinces your body that the stuff in soda, especially diet soda. You might think I'm crazy. I'm telling you this. It fools your body into thinking that you are super, super hungry.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you don't eat, when you're super, super hungry, what does your body do?
But I'm never hungry.
It fools you into thinking you're hungry. That's what I'm saying. It fools your body.
But I'm not hungry.
So your body will hang on to stored body fat. It won't burn it.
My clothes are getting looser. Mm.
I'm telling you. You got to watch that diet shit. Get off it.
Fine.
Get off that diet. I mean, get off that diet soda. Get off it. Drink something else. You're going to feel better. You trust me on this. I have not had a soda since, oh, I don't know.
Let's not start having fruit smoothies.
I'm not sure about the smoothies either, to be honest.
Why?
I just don't trust them.
It's ice and fruit.
A lot of sugar. A lot of sugar.
Oh, my God. I need vitamins. I have vitamin deficiencies.
There's a lot of sugar. Take pills for
I vitamins. Need vitamins. I have vitamin deficiencies.
All right. What air?
I'm trying to get vitamins in my body.
What air?
And I feel better, but I'm doing so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Instead of eating junk.
I'm telling you, get off that soda.
Blah, blah, blah.
I want listeners who've gotten off soda, too, to tell Nikki how they feel. So send me mail on that.
Don't do it for the caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it for the caffeine. I'm going to start. Now I'm, you know what? This is it. I'm going to stop drinking coffee now.
There you go.
To show you it can be done. I'm going to start drinking water.
And what else?
That's it. Just water. Just, you don't need anything else. All you need is water.
What about the flavor?
What water is fine.
What about tea?
No, I'm not going to drink tea. I'm just going to drink water.
Hmm.
I'm telling you. And I got my, I took my blood test, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And it said I had low vitamin B12.
See, I'm on big B12 pills.
I want to go get shots.
You want to or they want you to?
Well, I want to, but I'm sure they will too.
You have to take it every day.
Give me a B12 shot, man. That'll get me going, right?
I don't know. It depends how often you need it.
Well, I think I need it at least once a week.
I have to take it every day.
A shot?
The pill.
Oh. Well, I think the shot's more effective than a pill.
I don't know.
We'll see.
And vitamin D?
I don't know what the vitamins, but I know I'll need vitamins before I get the surgery.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to take vitamins after surgery.
Of course,
forever.
I'll be honest. I'm second guessing the surgery now that
why?
Because Gully was on yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Why?
He was on yesterday.
You know all this.
Oh, he told me, he goes, they don't even do the switch in England because it's so dangerous.
He never said dangerous, just they don't do it.
He says too many people died. Oh, no. I don't want to die. I do not want to die.
They were gonna do sleeve on me.
Oh, the sleeve wouldn't do shit for you. You'd lose like 20 pounds. Be done.
They said that you lose more weight over a longer period of time.
No, that's a lie.
That's what they told me.
That's a lie. No.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it now because of Gully.
Oh, stop it.
So when I die of fatness, I want you to remind everybody, well, it's because of Gully.
Oh, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have it done.
Say, oh, well, the reason Ray died is because of Gully.
It's because of Ray.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All Gully's fault. Ray was fine, and then Gully came on and ruined it.
Gully's going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. I'm going to say, what's the mortality rate? They'll say, well, it's like 30%. I'll say, nope, I'm not, no way. I want a mortality rate of less than 1%.
That's Hamler's rate.
I mean, that's just bull. That's ridiculous. I can't go risking that. You know what I mean? Going to better myself and die?
I was in his second round of patients. The first time.
You were what?
Dr. Hammer's second round of patients.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First started. And I chickened out.
You chickened out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that they wouldn't let you.
No, first time I chickened out.
Oh. What would you chicken?
This was when he very first started.
You chickened out, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because he had just learned how to do it.
Yeah.
I had gotten approved for everything. It wasn't like it was now.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I want to do it, but I don't want to die. I mean, Jesus.
You're not going to die.
I want to make...
I wouldn't do it if you were going to.
Well, I just want to make sure it's safe.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be so much healthier and so much happier.
I think the majority of listeners would be sad if I died. Majority of.
Yes. Oh, I would be.
Now, there's some that would like it.
Oh,
stop it. No, I think there's some listeners that would, if I died, they'd be happy.
Oh, would you stop it?
Yeah. I'm not going to say who, but.
I'm going to knock you upside the head.
I'm not going to say who, but I'm sure you know who they are.
I'm going to knock you upside the head.
I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Happy I died. I know who you are.
Absolutely not.
I know who you are. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Don't think I don't. Don't think I don't. Hey, did you hear that Tommy Lahren or whatever has been suspended?
Who?
That the blonde-headed girl, blonde-headed Trump fan, Tommy.
What are you talking about?
She's like 23 years old. She hosts a show on the internet. She actually hosted on. She actually hosted on The Blaze on Glenn Beck's network. She's really young, and she hosts a show that always talks about liberals are so dumb. Let me tell you about these stupid liberals, you know.
Never heard of her.
You've never heard of Tommy Lahren?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God, she's making a huge, huge smash. I mean, she really is. Well, she got suspended because when she was on The View, she said she was pro-choice. Well,
okay.
The Blaze does not believe in such, you know. They certainly can't understand such goings-on to be pro-choice. So now they've suspended her. Glenn Beck has suspended her. So now people are saying, it's because Glenn Beck is jealous of her. But I thought you knew. I want to talk about this. You don't know Tommy Lahren. Look up Tommy Lahren. T-O-M-I.
I can't. I'm on my phone.
Well, listen, she's very attractive. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I would love to give her a good pounding.
Oh, God.
But as soon as she opened her mouth, I couldn't keep it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We would have to, like, have a list of what she's allowed to talk about, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We would need a list. And then the list, if she followed the list, we'd be good.
You know? Yeah.
But if she got off the list, started talking politics, there's no way. I couldn't keep it up. But she's very attractive. I'm not, and you guys know what I'm talking about, right? She's really good looking. Which is, I think, why they hired her. I don't, you know.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think they hired her to, you know.
Give her opinion.
Well, to say she was pro. I definitely don't think they hired her to say she was pro-choice.
Right.
The only thing I don't like, listen, you can be conservative without going, let's talk about these stupid liberals.
Uh-huh.
I think when people start talking about stupid liberals and stupid conservatives, you sort of, that sort of ruins the argument. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, you can do it without insulting people.
Right.
Or like if you say, what's the word, they call libtards. Well, that's just offensive.
Yeah.
For all kinds of reasons. I mean, mm-hmm. You're making fun of retarded people. What? I mean, that's super offensive.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but if you get a chance, check out this. Tommy Lahren. She's been suspended. All right, and they released the video of the police officer in Springfield. That gets in the fight with
that teenager.
Yeah. Did you see the video?
I did not see the video.
Oh my God.
Is it bad?
I'll play some of it. Let me find it. Where the hell is it? Who's got the video? Shit. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Here, let's listen to some. I think News Channel 20 had it. Oh, no. They'll play it edited, though. I want the unedited version. Let's see. How do I find that? Let me see. Springfield Police. I'm looking at Springfield Police video. Right, let's see here. And I'll play it if I get here, because there's a lot of cussing going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. So they had the body camera of this. This is the Springfield officer who was arrested, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Chief Winslow gave him... like, immediately arrested the cop.
And this happened last week.
Yeah. Yeah. End of last week. Let's see. Where the hell's the video now? I want to see the body cam. I know it's got bad language in it, but I still want to see the picture. Where is the... is that on the SJR? Come on, man. Somebody, where can I get this video from? Let's see. I think this
maybe
is
maybe WMAY?
I think this is it. Here we go. No, it's, you can get it on YouTube, of course. You can get it on YouTube better than
YouTube.
Before anywhere else, yeah. All right. That's where you get it from. I'm getting it from YouTube. Let's see. Is there...
What's going on?
All right, here we go. Listen.
Oh, ma'am.
Well, my daughter, she just, like, flipped out a while ago about a money deal. Tell me I owe her, like, $40 for Jane hers. So she started flipping out.
Yeah?
She done turned over a couple totes and shit. Then I broke my glass table that was on my front porch.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's having a trip move right now.
She already done got domestic. She don't
and she's been been in trouble with the police in the past. They said that she keeps on juvenile for that.
That's domestic.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they got her for domestic.
Hold on. Come on. The other two officers that responded, like, less than a week ago about the same type of shit. Them little motherfuckers didn't do shit.
So this is like a 19-year-old kid that's telling him how upset he is at the police, okay?
And it's been an ongoing damn thing. And she's 1 point away from juvenile, but they won't take her.
Yeah. Well, that has nothing to do with us, as far as them taking her or not. You know what I mean?
That's right, that's absolutely
but what,
correct. You're
but,
correct.
Where's she at?
Man, should you make a big-ass circle around here? She ain't, she couldn't have gone far. 50 feet.
All the thing I told her to call the police because she turned up about 3 toes in my house. She busted a glass table, which table's no good, but she still had no business breaking my glass
absolutely.
Table, though.
Absolutely. She took off.
Yeah,
do you know which way she went?
No, that I didn't see. I was
she went that way?
Stuff,
so she went that way.
There's a guy with Looney Tunes joggers and a motherfucking pink sweatshirt. Which one is it?
My 16-year-old Keely.
16-year-old.
My 16-year-old Keely.
That's you want to see if you can find her? I mean, we got at least criminal damage.
Yeah. Man, that's criminal damage. That's domestic. Come on. She at least getting 2 charges. And if y'all don't give her both charges, I want both y'all badge numbers.
Oh, here goes
man, I ain't going for that shit.
Well, you know what? No offense, but if you're going to hear... Okay, keep walking then. Keep walking then.
Yeah, oh, you can tell he's letting the kid get to him.
Yeah, first of all, you're not a police officer, right?
Well, I know exactly.
Did you go to law school? Did you go to police officer school?
Like,
you have a badge? Did you go through the academy?
I'll tell you right now. Can you tell what's going on there, Nikki?
Yeah, he's under his skin.
Yeah, he let the kid get under his skin.
Uh-huh.
You can see where this is going bad. I can tell where it's going already. It's like don't let him get under your just blow him off. Say yeah, you're right. That's what we're gonna try to do. Thank you. Thanks for your input. We appreciate it. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So do you know the charges or no?
Man, I know.
So you went to court once or twice. So all of a sudden now you know the law.
No.
So you went to court once or twice. So all of a sudden now you know the law. First of all, don't tell me how to do my job.
Why is this guy arguing with him?
Right.
I just got here. You don't even know me. If you want to do something, do something then, son. Little kid.
He just basically said.
I just got here. Trying to threaten me, son. You call me over here and then you trying to threaten me, son. I'll slap you on some silvers and take you down to county. That's what I got to do. Because what you going to do? False arrest? False arrest? You didn't just point that stick at me? You didn't just point that stick at me?
Is your camera on, motherfucker? Is your camera on?
You see that red dot? It's on. It's on. It's on with your scary ass. Okay, sure. No, you watch what you say.
Oh, now he's going.
I don't know who you think you're talking to, but first of all, you don't talk to me like that.
Now he's in the kid's face.
I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. And all of a sudden, before I even got here, you're like, y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna do shit. I just got here. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you with your scary ass. I'm right here, motherfucker.
You're a rookie bitch.
I'm right here.
You're a rookie bitch.
Shut up.
Oh, that. Yeah, there you go. He's done.
Is it? Is it? Because you went to court once or twice?
You mean I know my laws, bitch.
Ma'am, if we find her, she's going to be arrested for criminal damage. Did she hit you today?
Fuck you mean? Put your hands
shut the fuck up.
Nigga.
Did she hit you today? You I'm not a fucking nigga. You watch your fucking mouth.
She
did hit you today?
No, she did.
We in America.
She did? I know where the fuck we at.
We in America.
Come on, really.
America.
You don't see this bracelet right here? What have you done for America? What you done for this fucking America?
You ain't did shit for this.
Clean up the fucking glass, bitch. You ain't done
shit.
Shut up. Shut up.
You
fucking scared. You scared. I'm right here, man. You scared.
You scared, bitch.
You fucking scared.
As soon as I put my hands on your punk ass, I know how it's going
to
go.
I'm not even going to take you to jail. I'll give you the freedom of that.
Man, you a goddamn liar.
You want to put one or two?
Shit.
Really?
See, I'm not stupid. You ain't about to mace me.
I won't even. I'm turning down my radio so I can hear the bullshit coming out of your mouth.
I call you out here for my purpose, and you and my son, come on now, really.
Well, first of all, your son's got a fucking mouth on him. Yep. And now I can see why your daughter's acting all out of control. So, first of all, discipline needs to be an issue. All right? Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
Discipline needs to be an issue, ma'am. Obviously,
this is insane.
Obviously, there's a disciplinary issue right here. Okay.
You don't have to put me in no damn juvenile.
Okay. Okay. You want to throw some hands, man? We can throw some hands, and like I won't even arrest you, man. I'll let you go right in there. Oh, like I've never heard that before. 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 Like I've never heard that before.
Y'all go to Chicago, they gonna lay y'all ass.
Okay, okay. Like I've never heard that before. Like I've never heard that before.
Go back to Mexico, nigga.
So I ain't from Mexico, you stupid motherfucker.
Go back to Mexico.
I ain't from Mexico.
What do you mean?
So anyways, that's what we're looking at right here. So if my partner can find her, that's what we're going to go with, okay? Hopefully she'll make enough points, and then we can take her to YSB.
Can I have your badge number? I want your badge
Juvenile Detention Center.
Can I have that? I need that badge number.
All right. So, however, if she comes back here, before we find her, you need to give us a call so we can come back and address the issue of all this earlier. You understand what I'm saying? So just because we don't find her now doesn't mean she's going to escape free. You know what I mean? But where would she go, though?
I don't have no clue. I don't know who she know or who she don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. None of my kids' friends or nothing.
That's fine. That's fine. So she's mad about $40.
Well, $40 is legally mine, and she says I owe it to
she's
her.
She's a juvenile. Exactly. She ain't got no money entitled to her, period.
I don't owe kids anything.
No, you don't. Mom does not owe kid nothing.
No.
No.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank
no. Mom does not owe kid nothing. No. So you should be good to go.
So she's going to use bad language and he's going
to
repeat
that
it.
Table was good or not.
It
still using doesn't bad give English. Her the right to do all this.
No, it wasn't right for Troy. It wasn't.
Much less put her hands on you either. So no, has she done that before?
Yeah, in the past.
She has? Yeah. About how many times?
Oh, God.
That many?
About that many, yeah.
Okay.
But my question is, if y'all find her, she go to jail, she goes to court tomorrow, she's a judge, whatever.
Unfortunately, what the judge does after that is beyond me.
That's what I said.
He's above me all day.
See, now he seems controlled. Why couldn't he be like this the whole time?
I can only do my part, which would be call YSB, the Juvenile Detention Center, put some points on her. If she meets, take her down there. But then after that, man, whatever Sangamon County District Attorneys do, that's above my pay grade. Yep.
I understand.
So.
The red light ain't on.
So.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
So can I have your badge? I mean, you just pushed me. I mean, I want that number.
I pushed you?
Yeah, you pushed the shit out of me, dude.
Oh, really?
I want that number.
So you scared now?
No, I ain't scared.
Is that what it is?
I want your number, though.
Okay.
Motherfucker, I can't touch you, but I can touch
you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I told you you could.
Give me that badge number.
I told you you could.
Give me that fucking number.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, you bitch. Give me that
I told you you could.
I told you
if you want to throw hands.
No, I'm not going to touch you, you bitch.
Yeah, because you're scared. Because you're scared, dude. Because
you're
scared, dude.
Why don't you want to give me your number,
because
you
fucking
bitch?
Scared, dude. Fuck. What's your last name, man? What is it? I'm sorry. Yeah, you scared, dude. You can keep running your mouth, but you still ain't going to do nothing. I'm standing right here. You still.
See, why does he keep arguing with this kid?
I don't know.
And it's a 19-year-old kid. Why would you? I don't understand why you keep arguing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And get ready, it's about to go down. Yeah, because the cops already pushed him, which was a stupid thing to do. But that would have been a suspension. All right.
Right.
The firing's coming.
Still ain't gonna do nothing.
Because
you scared.
Here comes the fire.
Would y'all come get your brother, please? Would y'all come get your brother, please? No,
you can't control that.
Okay.
One. That's mouth to
sound. Yeah, I could tell. I could tell. I could put some hands on. Oh, okay. Push you again, right? And then I do it, and you still ain't gonna do nothing. And you still ain't gonna do nothing all day. You still ain't gonna do nothing. Still ain't gonna do it. I'm right here, man. I'm right here. Damn, is that all y'all do on the east side? Is run your fucking mouth? Is that all you do on the east side? Is run your goddamn mouth? You all think we're just a bunch of bitches? You think I'm supposed to show up and have you run your fucking mouth? Come on then. Come on then. I'm right here. Push you again. I pushed you once and you scared. That's why you didn't do nothing. You scared.
Oh boy,
my camera is on. My camera's been on. My camera's been on. You scared. Come on. You scared, right? You scared, right? You scared. You want me to leave it in my car? Is that what you want? You want me to leave it in my car?
You better keep that whole damn uniform.
What do you want me to do for you to put some hands on me?
Just come back over.
You want me to put my pistol away? You want me to put my badge away?
Just come back over without your uniform and shit.
Okay, I'll be back tonight then.
Yeah, come back tonight.
Okay.
Come back tonight.
But in the meantime, I'm right here.
No, I'm not going to touch you while you got your uniform.
Yeah, of course not. You're not. You're scared, son. You run your mouth, but you're scared.
I just ain't got getting that charge on the.
You run your mouth. He's scared. I just told him I wasn't going to arrest him. I told him I'm not even going to tase you. I'm not even going to mace you. I'm going to give you these hands, and you're still going to run your mouth. You're still scared. He's scared. Am I right or am I wrong? You scared, right? Is that how we do it on the east side, right? Oh, you want these hands, you can have them. I won't even arrest you, son. You scared. You a bitch. That's what you is. You a bitch. That's why everybody around here gonna fucking punk your bitch ass. Because you ain't nothing but a pussy. Fuck you.
You fuck you, bitch.
Yeah? What's your last name, man?
Why would you engage with this kid?
If you ain't gonna throw hands, just shut the fuck up. If you ain't gonna...
There you go.
Wow.
Get ready.
Fucking throw hands.
He's walking toward him. Pushes him. Pushes him again.
Did I not just touch you?
And then it goes.
Okay. Got one here. One here. Police trying to find him. He started first. Police did.
I like the woman's doing play-by-play. We appreciate that.
The rookie started first. Oh, see, that's salt and battery. Uh-uh.
Hands on your back. Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Run your fucking mouth.
Don't arrest him. Don't arrest him.
And the other cop shows up.
That is enough. That's enough.
Oh, boy.
The rookie started first.
You scared.
We ain't done. Fuck that shit.
We done. Not done on you.
Why in the world? If you're a police officer, how could you even let yourself get suckered into this?
I don't know.
You know, it's like you're listening to it, and the kid's a 19-year-old loudmouth who is a loudmouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, dude. You ain't about that life, kid.
He is a loudmouth.
Like I told you, you ain't about that life.
You've got to be better than that.
Go inside. Right. We done here. We done here.
I'm telling you, don't do that shit again. Don't run up on me. And use a bitch. Who swings when a nigga ain't looking at your face?
Who swings when the guy ain't looking?
You done, man.
Yeah, you done, bitch.
What's your first name, man? I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, but you know what it is? I'm tired of getting talked to like that. If you man, you want to act man, you better be a man.
You're a police officer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get talked to like that, okay?
Right.
That's part of the job. And there's about, you know, there's a few minutes more where he's, you know, explaining blah, blah, blah. But good Lord, listen. Mm-hmm. This dirtbag, and I will say, the guy's a dirtbag. He's a 19-year-old punk who's obviously got it out for the cops.
Right.
So he's going to try to get under your skin. So as a police officer, you have to be the bigger man. You have to ignore it.
Absolutely.
Because here's the thing. You know, you let him... ignore him, and the guy will eventually get himself. He'll eventually do something to where you just arrest him, you know.
Right.
Instead, the cop engages with him. You know what I mean? Pushes him, and then leaves and then goes back and he pushes him again. They push him again. The kid pushes him. And then when the kid pushes him, the cop brings him down. Of course the cop's going to beat him in a fight. And the cop does. He beats him up. He doesn't really hurt him, but he beats him up. So it's just so stupid a thing to do.
Yeah.
Like TJ said, he goes, young man, I'm here to perform a service. I need you to quiet down and allow me to do my job and just keep saying it. Absolutely. And it's a shame because I'm sure this guy, you know, he's probably a good cop, but I guess you can't be a good cop and engage with these people.
No.
And I don't mean these people like in black people. I mean these people as in any people. You don't go to criminals or you don't go to someone who's not a criminal, just standing by. You don't engage with people.
Uh-huh. Well, he just could have said goodbye.
Yeah. And Sean Balint sent this over. He said, last but not least, could you please end your show?
With what?
This. He says, could you please end your show with this story of what Jim the photographer would have been like as a coach? All right. A high school football coach in Spokane, Washington has been suspended while the school investigates complaints. That he put his penis in a hot dog bun.
Oh, Jesus.
Showed it to the players and said, you think that's a big dog? Take a look at this. Oh,
great.
My God. They had a football.
Thanks, Don.
They had a football camp. And they said that the coach acted like he was grilling, but he had his penis inside a hot dog bun. All right, this was in the summer. And then they gave him a written warning and allowed him to coach, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it came out again. And after it came out, he said, listen, you already investigated this. I signed a paper. And then now there was a big argument, and the guy said, he goes, how many students reported this? They said several. He goes, come on, how many? They said numerous. And it turned out he was drinking at the camp. And they got him. They said he was accused of drinking alcohol in front of players at the camp, calling a female student a puck slut, a puck bunny, because she was friends with hockey players who attended the school. And he also said that also talked about juicing, where players gang up on another player and stick their fingers up the player. Of the player, of the person's
what?
Anus. I've never heard of this. He denied drinking to the camp, admitted he saw other adults drinking. He also said he did not mean to be inappropriate. So there you go. Yeah, that does sound like Jimmy. You didn't see this picture. Jimmy once took a picture of, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Jimmy was doing pictures with these girls, these little Asian girls in Peoria. And while he was taking the pictures, he thought it'd be funny if he got a hot dog bun and stuck his dick in it.
Oh, God.
And so he took his penis and he stuck it in a hot dog bun. And then he had this girl put her mouth around it and act like she was getting ready to take a bite out of it. And that was the picture that he took.
Uh-huh.
And he convinced her. He said, oh, this is artsy. This is funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the – so he took the picture. Then he brought it to work at WQLZ.
Oh, no.
This is like 97. I thought you were around. I know you were around.
Yeah.
And then he brought it to work to show us. So he starts showing us the picture. We go, we don't want to see this.
Right.
And then he then takes the picture and he puts it in the hallway. All right.
Yeah.
And he just leaves it there.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves it in the hallway for anyone to see.
Of course.
And while we're on the air, of course, some salespeople are walking through. They're walking through and they, of course, see this thing, a picture. They're like, oh, what's this? And they start looking at it. And sure enough, they see a girl eating a Jim Dick penis.
Right.
Yeah. And then the one of the salespeople, he shows it to another salespeople. Then all the female salespeople are coming back and looking at it and going, oh, you know, gross. And then it gets back to Tom Kuschak or so, you know.
Right.
And somehow gets back to Tom Kuschak. And he's like, what are you guys looking at? And all these girls are like, I can't believe that this was shown to me. You know what I mean? They're complaining. Well, it wasn't shown by Jim. It was shown by somebody else. But Jimmy got in trouble because, as Tom said, he goes, Jim, why would you leave a picture of your penis in a hot dog bun out in the hallway?
Right.
So we got, Jimmy got in a lot of trouble. I mean, a lot of trouble, because it's just, that's not acceptable stuff to leave.
No.
I mean, even though he wasn't the one who showed it, however, he did show it to us, and I was offended by it, because we didn't know it was coming. He just said, hey, look at my cock.
Each other. Right.
But so Jimmy, he did get in trouble. I don't think he got I don't think he got suspended or anything, but he got like written up or something.
Right.
Because it's the most they could do without actually doing anything, you know.
Yeah.
And some of the other stuff was so bad they had to suspend him. This one was bad, but not that bad. So I didn't know if you saw the picture or not. I know Rocky saw it.
No.
Yeah. Because I know it was the time you were there. I think we hid it from you. Because you were probably working in the production studio when it was in the hallway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so it does sound like something that Jim would do. That's why it's a great story. All right, listen. It's very late. We've got to wrap it up. We got one more show this week. That's tomorrow. And then we're off Thursday and Friday. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, by the way, vacation is coming up, too.
Okay.
Last year at this time, I was in Florida. Remember?
Oh.
This is when I was in Florida, and we didn't go this year. It is spring break, so, you know. There is a vacation coming. I just don't know when it's going to be.
Okay.
All right, but I will let everybody know when that happens. All right, there you go. That's today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends about Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster with Ray Lytle and Nikki. We do it every day. We're Monday through Thursday from 9 to 10. It is the Morning Disaster at morningdisaster.net. So long, Nikki.
Bye.